to meet with everybody and connect with everybody face to face. But the truth is that really limits a lot of my time. So that's one of the things that I've started to do, is just saying, okay, let's meet, let's have a phone conversation. Because as much as I would love to meet with everybody, I just cannot give that much of myself away, because it's like an hour. Coffees usually take about an hour. Mm-hmm. A phone conversation, you pretty much get everything that you need in about a half hour, I think, maybe 40 minutes. And that's like, doesn't include, there's no driving time. So mm-hmm. like, you know, it just cuts down on a lot. So while I still love to meet with people in person, because I can't sit at home all day long, mm-hmm. it's a little isolating. That's one of the things that I've started to do with my business. So I don't know if that's what you were, I think that's what you mean.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like, you have to start, there's ways to do it that you can still, you know, be that person and talk to everybody that needs to be talked to, but it doesn't all need to be.
Yeah, there's definitely, there's so many. There's it's like coping mechanisms or strategies or ways of just wording things that you feel less guilty the way you're saying it. Like the hard no is the biggest one to figure out. Like once you realize that you don't have to be the end of the pursuit for whoever needs help. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the biggest guilt comes in, is I wasn't able to help, and therefore whatever it is they needed couldn't be done.
That's right.
Or I let them down. But you're not letting them down if you can navigate that in a way that you can direct them to somebody else that might be able to help, or some other resource they can find.
And there's a ton of them out there.
There really are. And the thing is that we're stronger with having more resources. Like, I really love now writing to people. I use Facebook as like one of the biggest ways, where I just do a general post asking, like, I know I can look it up on the internet, but I like starting a conversation where everybody brings to the table their favorite car mechanic or their favorite whatever. And it's not that I can't just like look it up in the yellow pages. It's I like the conversations that come along with not just your mechanic, but why.
Right.
Why is he your mechanic?
Right.
Why do you
I
love
know
him?
What you mean.
And
yeah.
It's just like you could be the car mechanic that has no more appointments, or you can be the car mechanic that, because of a thread like that, knows of five other great people with their own wonderful stories mm-hmm. that you can pass people on to. And we're all are going to have more interesting and fruitful life experiences if there's more variety at the table and more people.
More conversation.
Yeah. Like, almost the worst thing you can do as an entrepreneur is become the only person who can do a specific thing. And then, therefore, if you're gone, the entire infrastructure of that collapses and yep. you have to rebuild it yourself.
Right.
Like, you should build your niche for sure that you're doing that's unique, but build a support network so
right.
that when you need to, you can step out and it still goes on.
I'm working on that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Cool. Well, I'm going to wish you lots of luck in
Thank
this,
you.
But I'm not going to become a stranger. I'm going to be totally keeping an eye on the
Thank
different
you.
Events coming
spread
up.
Spread the word.
For sure.
I
yeah.
love that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so once again, just one more reiteration.
Okay, so the Dad Spot and Modern Mommy events present Protect Your Balls. It's a men's trampoline dodgeball tournament and beer tasting Wednesday, November 30th from 8 to 10 at Air U Trampoline Park, 919 York Road in Guelph. And it's $35. Get your tickets as soon as possible. Otherwise, it's $45 at the door, $10 from each ticket. Is going to be donated to the Canadian Cancer Society, and it's sponsored by Air U, Wellington Brewery, Milestones Grill and Bar, and Arbonne.
All right, and it's 8 till 10 p.m., Wednesday, November 30th. And then the second event.
And the second event is Dad and Daughter Holiday Hair 101, and dads are going to learn simple hair tricks from professional hairstylists just in time for the holiday season. And more than that, it's a really great bonding event for dads and their daughters. And it's on Sunday, December 11th from 1:30 to 3 o'clock at the Guelph Public Library, 100 Norfolk Street. And it's $30 for dad and daughter duo and $10 per additional daughter. And it's sponsored by Milestones Grill and Bar, Arbonne, and Angel Wings Incorporated, who are going to be making us some delicious cupcakes.
Cool.
And only 25 spots are available for that. So that's 25 families. So get your tickets now.
Awesome. And you can get your tickets at modernmommyevents.com.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eva.
Thank
that
you.
Was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile Community Radio Show. Thank you to Eva for coming down to talk to me at the Onward Willow location of the Mobile Studio. If you're listening and want to get involved, you can always just go to CFRU.ca to get involved with CFRU in general. There's lots of awesome volunteer opportunities. And if you're specifically interested in the Mobile Studio, you can email me, mobile@CFRU.ca, or come on down to Willow. I'm there Monday mornings from 10:30 a.m. till noon, Wednesday afternoons from 1 till 3 p.m. And you can also go to CFRUmobile.com to catch past episodes of my show. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Monday at 1 p.m. for more Mobile Community Radio.
The acoustic version of Big Time Full Time by Pseudo Heroes, and you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.
But you got hurt and